This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The National Football League regular season starts tonight, an event that either has you saying, oh yeah, or who cares? In New Orleans, many people do. The Saints help make the city major league its status. And as NPR's Mike Pesca reports, the Saints know that has to be worth something.
While everyone likes clean drinking water and drivable roads, most government-subsidized services are not greeted with this kind of reaction. That was the sound of a crowd in Jackson, Mississippi 2 weeks ago enjoying a taxpayer-funded program, the New Orleans Saints football team. In a unique deal in professional sports, the Saints are paid each year by the state of Louisiana, essentially not to leave town. This year they will collect $15 million. This preseason game you're hearing wasn't even held in Louisiana, largely because the Saints' home stadium, the Superdome, wasn't ready. Though, judging from the on-the-field action, maybe moving the games out of town was to disguise the fact that the Saints' defense looks like it may have been designed by the Army Corps of Engineers, if you get my meaning. Fans behaved as fans do, cheering, groaning, and generally supporting their team. That Louisiana literally supports the team is something that fan and taxpayer Greg Phillips of Metairie, Louisiana, can live with.
I don't mind my tax dollars going there to keep them there, personally. I could think of other things that it's squandered on throughout our state.
Next to him was Hunter Burgold, a Saints fan, but also a contractor who tried to clean up New Orleans, only to find that promises of payment proved illusory. He is against the so-called inducements.
I'm a strong believer. I mean, taxpayer money should not pay for the NFL. The NFL makes plenty of money without the state of Louisiana. They have enough problems with Katrina and everything else.
Former NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue agrees with Burgold on that point. In the days after Katrina, when the Saints were negotiating with the league and the city, Tagliabue called the inducements flawed. These payments were negotiated in 2001. They total $186 million through 2011. They were seen at the time as a better option than financing a stadium. Saints owner Tom Benson has often cited the fact that New Orleans has only one Fortune 500 company to buy really expensive tickets. Arnold Fielko was the Saints executive who negotiated with the state.
Look, I think you got to come here and you've got to see the emotion. You've got to see what this team means to this community for the last 40 years. It's a great bond. It's a bond that should never cease.
Fielko is no longer with the team. Last year, he publicly declared that the Saints needed to return to New Orleans. That angered Tom Benson, who's always held out the possibility of a Saints move. University of Illinois sports economist Brad Humphreys does see the logic in Benson's desire to leave town.
Much of the luxury box and suite money comes from corporations and not individuals because of the way those things are priced. So a city that had a larger sort of corporate Fortune 500 base, the Saints would be able to earn more.
But Humphreys disagrees with the Saints' figure that their presence contributes $300 million to the local economy. He studied every city with a pro sports franchise, and he consistently finds that $50 spent on sports tickets could easily be $50 spent on bowling alleys if the team leaves town. Arnold Fielko chooses to emphasize the psychic blow that would be incurred if the team were to leave, a wound that wouldn't be healed by 1,000 bowling alleys. He makes this argument in the office of his new job. Fielko got himself elected to the New Orleans City Council after exiting the Saints' front office.
I probably feel the same way that I did then. I think the Saints are a community asset. They may be owned by somebody, but they're a jewel of this city. And, you know, I think really the ownership and the people that work in the organization are managing that asset and hopefully protecting it for this community for a lot of years.
The Saints' unique deal will continue. In a couple of years, they'll be drawing upwards of $200 million from state coffers. The situation is far from perfect for either side. But this is New Orleans, where a team that went 3-13 last year and has only one playoff win in franchise history is a greater source of hope than almost anything else in town. Mike Pesca, NPR News.